Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter.
So I want to talk about depression in men. So it is something that is, I don't know why there is still such a stigma around depression. But there is. About, I suppose it's not just depression, it's about mental illness, I suppose, is the big umbrella. And then you can break it down from there. But I think with women, it's more easily talked about. And dare I say, more acceptable. And I use that in quotes, that word acceptable. But for men, I think it's still a really big thing, but men, it's still very real for men, but it doesn't have the same openness with it. And I want to address this because it's stemming out of a blog post that you wrote yourself, and great plug for your blog, so put that in there, and then answer my question. Did you suffer from it? And if so, what was it? And tell me. Tell us. Tell our listeners.
Yeah. I mean, I just got to be careful with my blog because I don't necessarily, I'm not too consistent. But when it happens, it happens. Anyway.
But if people want to go and read in more detail than what we're able to talk about.
Totally. Yeah. They can,
where can they go?
Can visit that. Forest Kingdom is the blog. So if you Google that, I'm sure you can find it.
For His Kingdom, not Forest.
Forest Kingdom. Yeah. That'd be a gamer side of me that doesn't exist. So yeah.
No, that's great. ForHisKingdom.com.
For His Kingdom. It's a WordPress site. So okay. You have to do that. Yeah. I don't pay money for that kind of stuff. So anyway, So I wrote this post in the midst of what it is to be a dad and especially in having a newborn. We had a newborn recently in March and two older girls. So we have three girls now, whereas you only have boys. Mm-hmm. I only have girls. So interesting dynamics there. But I think in the midst of that and trying to find... I think the effects.
And you moved and had a new job change.
Right. So there was so many factors at play for me that all this change, I think, became so overwhelming in just my mental space and my emotional space that everything was very exciting, right? So it was like all really good things, really good thing to have a baby and she's wonderful. Really good things, with my work and new work, really good things with the living space. But I think there was so much at once, and they do say like moving is one of the biggest stressors people can have in their lives. That it affected my mental health. It affected my emotions. And I know that I'm quite an emotional guy that as it is, but there was days where I couldn't shake being down, that I couldn't shake. And this has been most of my life anyway, where there's just days I know that I'm not fully myself in who I want to be. Like today's a really good day where I'm just like, I'm positive, I'm for life. And, but there's other days, even a day recently where I'm just like, I don't have energy for people. I don't want to be social right now. And I feel it in my head. I feel it in my emotions, that disconnect to life, that it affects me, that it affects who I am. And so, but I know, and I can label that. And I think naming it is really helpful to recognize that it's a part of me, but it's not who I am. Mm. It's a part of me, but I know there's my other self that for me, at least, there's things I can do to get out of that. Whether it be a good night's sleep sometimes can help, sometimes not, but sometimes I just know I just need to end this day and move on to tomorrow. And, and things can be better. Exercise can do that for me too at times, or getting outside in nature are things that can really be helpful for me to kind of restart the funk that I can get in. But the issue with me is I don't want to do a lot of those things when I'm in those states or those days or those half days that happen. But yeah, I think there is a stigma. There can be a stigma around it because men need to be strong and maybe they don't feel as much as women, and women are the feelers and the more emotionally driven. And we make jokes about it, and comedians make jokes about it. Sitcoms make jokes about it, about women being the more emotional ones and men are just the strong matter of fact. We don't think beyond what we have to. Our mind just goes blank when women's minds can, they just keep running, which it's not always true, right? Mm. And so we've created a stigma because of media, because of stereotypes that we've just hammed up over time. And so it becomes really hard then. It becomes hard for a guy to share when maybe he's going through something and he just needs a little bit of help to even verbalize it, right? Really is helpful. One of the big things that helps me is having a really good conversation with a close friend, right? Or sometimes actually for me is like, I'm just meeting with somebody and we have a rich conversation. It doesn't even have to be a good friend. It's like, I'm hearing about their lives and maybe what God's doing in their life, or we're able to pray together through something hard. And all of a sudden I'm in a different headspace and I don't get it. I don't understand fully why, but I'm able to get out of it. And sometimes we just need that external communication to help get us out. So yeah, it'd be great to move forward from stigma and realize, okay, this is just something real that happens in people's lives that we need to work through. Like when, maybe I'll work in the morning and then the afternoon, my headspace isn't good. So, I just turn to my wife and say, hey, I just need to chill. Like I just need to chill. And so there's that acceptance and that support with home life that I think is really helpful for me to get out of that funk. And so, if that was normal in culture, workspace, or it would be really helpful to end the stigma and to help allow people to be okay, because it's okay not to be okay. That's been a really helpful phrase, and a message for me has been, just like gives me permission, right? It gives me permission to it's okay. And for like, I don't know, it releases something within me to know that it's okay not to be okay right now. I hate it, right? But I'm okay and I'll get through it. And I know I'll come out of it.
There's a book by Archibald D. Hart, and it says, Unmasking Male Depression, Recognizing the Root Cause of Many Problem Behaviors. And his question that he poses is, does depression plus Christianity equal failure? ? And the myth in evangelical Christendom is that depression is a sure sign of failure in trusting God, weak faith, or sin lurking in your inmost being. Yet more than 20 million men, which is a high number, will become depressed in their lifetime, with the effects impacting their family, their work, and their relationship with God. So my question to you is, does depression and Christianity plus Christianity equal failure? And is the myth a myth?
Yeah, I think so. I think when people think that, depression plus Christianity equals failure, the idea is they're actually, the assumption is that so the gospel hasn't changed you, so you haven't been saved from depression. And the answer to that, of course, is change being a process, and we still live in a broken world, and we're broken people. Every single one of us, right? Every single one of us. I think there was a cartoon I just read yesterday of, someone being mad about calling a certain people group broken. And I'm like, we're all broken though. Like, it doesn't matter. We don't want to target group. One people group that, but we are broken. We know that, we look at our world, we can see tragedies in the world, we can see our nature in the world that causes tragedy. Like, there's lots of suffering and pain, and that doesn't mean that Christianity plus depression equals failure, right? I mean, there was a really sweet video just yesterday with Anderson Cooper was interviewing Stephen Colbert, and it was a really intense 7-minute clip that I watched, where Stephen Colbert was being confronted from Anderson Cooper about talking about suffering and grief and it being could potentially be a good thing and acceptable. And Stephen Colbert replied and basically just said this, I'm summarizing, but he said, to exist is a gift. And that includes suffering. We can't get away from it. And then later he says, we don't get to pick and choose which pieces. And he related that to losing his mom, that we don't get to choose the pieces. But then he interjected that that's why he loves in believing in Jesus' work on the cross, that even God didn't choose to avoid suffering in our world when he was here walking amongst us, that he chose to suffer along with us. And how powerful that is. And that's being the reason why he's like, okay, this is the God I believe in. Cause it's one who will suffer alongside me. And, which is why I don't think that depression plus Christianity equals failure. Cause Jesus came down to say, I'm going to do this with you. And there's something really important about the gospel that proclaims that, that God is with us, that we need to really lay a hold of, then that brings healing from that moment on.
You need to grieve in order to heal.
Absolutely.
And you have to allow yourself to grieve. And I think to rush through that is doing a disservice to yourself. Am I saying you have to stay in grief for years on end? No, I don't think that's healthy either. But I think that there, and a period, I don't know what that time period is. I don't believe it's years. But I do believe that you have to give yourself some time to be able to grieve, to do it healthy, because if you don't, you rob yourself of the blessing of that journey to healing.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that clip between Anderson Cooper and Stephen Colbert, but I know from my own life that when I attempt to rush grief and that place of true sadness, that it doesn't work. It doesn't work. There's always something missing. And then I find myself stepping back into that, thinking I've been healed and I've healed and I can move forward in a pause. And then I find myself stepping back because I haven't. I haven't taken that time to rest and to do the healthy things that I need to do.
Yeah. And
I just think it's the same with men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're all humans.
Absolutely.
We are. So I think giving men the position, giving men the permission to be saddened or to not feel great or to just, I was going to say feel hopeless, I think is okay.
Yeah.
Because men go through, I was thinking about this. So just coming through lots of changes that our family has come through in the last 18 months. Two weddings, a significant move, work changes, a few other things. I have found for myself, I was, exhausted, sleeping and eating habits were changed. The world didn't matter if it was sunny. It looked still pretty bleak. Felt like I just needed to rest. So I was feeling those things. And then, I was reminded that my husband has gone through the same things. And although it looks different for him, it doesn't mean that he hasn't gone through all those same changes. And, it's a discussion about the freedom to feel tired, the freedom to feel, I'm really depleted. And just like you said, like with your wife, Nadine, going to I just need to go and lay down for a little bit. Can I have the permission to just not feel great today?
Yeah.
And I like, this was presented to me. It was about, no day is a bad day, but your circumstances within the day may not have been great. And to put that spin on it, for me, gave me hope, because right. It wasn't about the day being bad, because the day wasn't. It was mm-hmm. sunshining, it was whatever, I had food, I had clothes, whatever, right? But the circumstances within my day were not great, and those will change tomorrow.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like absolutely. You said, like, I just need the day to end so that I can start fresh tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's so very helpful. Cool. So whether it be, you know, depression or grief, it's change. Mm-hmm. There's lots of mental health involved that mm-hmm. is, it affects, doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, we all have mental health, and to mm-hmm. take care of it instead of ignoring it or suppressing it will change the course of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.